again from Mandalalov on Mandalalov on top. I know you're Mishrafs and Shabbos. Somebody makes an edit from those who keep Shabbos. Asher B'Yisrael, Asher B'Kusim. And again, I mentioned and I'll repeat it again. The Kusim were a nation that came from this country of Kuta. Sancherev exiled them there as he made everybody move around, everybody he conquered. Instead of killing them all out, he moved them all around. And he moved the people of Kuta into Yisrael, the land of the Aseret HaShvatim, and they served Avodah Zarah. There was an onslaught of lions, and they were told that they can't serve Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, so they went with Megayer. And they seemed to have served Avodah Zarah privately. There was a machloikus, whether Kusum or Geir Amos or Geir Arayas, did they mean it, did they not mean it? It's a big machloikus. At the end of the day, whether they were true Geirim or not true Geirim, which is a big machloikus, at a certain point in history, they found them serving Avodah Zarah and hired Rizim. At that point, Chazal made them Megayim. So whether they were real Gerim or not real Gerim is academic, as far as practical purposes. But at the time of Mishnayos, this was a real Machloikus, and this Mishnah is of the opinion that they were Gerim. And not only were they Gerim, but they kept a lot of mitzvahs. And one of the mitzvahs they did keep was Shabbos. And therefore, if he says Shaif say Shabbos, it includes Kusim as well. Me'ach le'shum, asli b'yishrael v'asher kusim. Because shum, eating shum, the Mishnah Berurah paskens either Friday or Friday night, is a takon of Ezra, and the kusim seem to keep it. The Rambam is gairis mutter b'kusim, and the Rishonim speak out, the Torah Pesukim said that the Rambam's gairis was mutter b'kusim, that they didn't keep it. But Arab gairis in the Mishnah, they did keep it. Interestingly, it's a big tumult because the Rambam doesn't bring the takana of Ezra to eat shum on Erev Shabbos. He brings the other takana of Ezra, but he doesn't bring that takana of Ezra, even though the Gemara brings it. So the Rambam in Hilchos Deos holds that eating garlic is not healthy. He has a whole shtickel there that it's not healthy. So therefore they say he left this one out because he held that in his day it was unhealthy. And therefore, sorry? So the Achrayim answer that there's a difference between raw and cooked or roasted. And they hold that the halacha of Ezra to eat garlic is on roasted or cooked, not on raw garlic. That is what Achrayim, I think the raw others learn. Okay. I'm just telling you what they say, and I'm not a doctor. You seem to think that garlic is very healthy, that's what you said on Friday. So I'm not going to argue with you now because I'm just quoting the Rambam, so they say in the Rambam. What?
It keeps vampires away. I like it.
Okay.
Does anyone bring that omission as a support for a good test in Nida? Or he takes issue with the Rashi, describes an anatomical area in the upper vagina which does not exist in humans. And Chasim Sofer says that Rashi was wrong because he was operating on the medical advice of that time. And that medical advice at that time was incorrect, in part because they didn't do human
studies. I didn't see anybody say that here. Okay.
Rabbi Martin Rippon?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm going to ask you, what does the Gra hold about garlic? He is to eat raw cooked or not? Well, I'm just not confused with
the Again, the Gra, I think, says, I'm not sure it's the Gra. The Achrayim say that raw garlic is not healthy, cooked or roasted garlic is what the Takana was.
Thank you.
Biter. But the Gra, just as an aside, writes here that people should keep it at all ages, young, old, whether they plan to have children or not have children, because this is the Gra Shita, that every takana that they made has multiple reasons. They only revealed one, and even the one might not be Negeya, you keep it anyway. This is the Gra about uncovered water. In Halacha, I don't want to get involved off the subject, but in Halacha, uncovered water today was mutter to drink, because the Gemara says it's because of snakes. There are no snakes, Shulchan Aruch Paskens, not Negeya. However, the Gra says there were other reasons, that even though the snake reason is not there, that's the one they told you, but there are other reasons and they do apply. So he asks it. So everybody that says it's usher is really quoting a Gra, which is fine. But Lalocha, it's not usher. And the same thing here, the Gra says, that there are other reasons for eating garlic on Friday. Therefore, it should apply no matter what age and what everything. Yes?
I mean, I know directly that Rabbi Eshelman would not use uncovered water, and he told other people not to.
Okay, I will say, since you brought it up, I will have to defend what I said. Somebody in Bnei Brak wrote a sefer about the insert of uncovered water. He went to Rabbi Leib for askama. Rabbi Leib refused to give him the askama. And he started asking Rabbi Leib 25 times, and Rabbi Leib refused. So one of Rabbi Leib's close people said to him, give the askama. What's wrong? The man wrote every source. So Rabbi Leib said, you know why? Because there'll be a wife who'll cook a pot of chicken soup and leave it uncovered, and now come back 3 hours later or 4 hours later and say, oh no, I have to throw it out. I'm not taking achrayus for her throwing out her chicken soup.
That sounds very much like your
partner. Okay, so therefore, after you said yours, I have to say mine. Right.
This is very, I mean, Evan Slane, the right, that every single word of Chazal is literally.
Yes, doctor, I am not disagreeing with you. I think I quoted the same gra. Saying that. I'm just saying others disagree with my. That's all. Right. Dr. Gemara, right there. Vaili Yushalayim, Asher Bekusha, Omutra Bekusha. What I'm going to do is read the Gemara before I do the rush. Dr. Gemara, my Shavs and Shabbos. What does it mean, keeping Shabbos? Anoidim is Shavs and Shabbos. How do we translate the word shaytzei? In my Inulim, I'm a Mekayme Shabbos, from people who keep Shabbos, Ma'ir Bekusim, I've lived in Chav Nami. There are many Goyim that keep Shabbos. They don't work on Saturday, and therefore, I don't know who they are, but the Gemara seems to think they're a Goyim that keep Shabbos. In fact, if it's keeping Shabbos, it has nothing to do with Yisrael or Kusim or Goyim. It's whoever keeps Shabbos. Elam, what are you going to answer me? Elam v'metzuvim ala Shabbos. So the answer is, those who are commanded on Shabbos. Yidden are commanded to keep Shabbos. Kusim are commanded to keep Shabbos if you hold their Geri Ames. And Goyim are ushered to keep Shabbos. So if anything, they're not allowed to keep Shabbos. They do, but they might, but it's usher. But the problem is, Eimei Lachiei B'Seifa. Vayil Yerushalayim, Asim Yisrael, Mutar B'Kusim. Amai B'Metzuvim Nindu. If you go by commanded, Kusim have to be Vayil Yerushalayim. So why do you say they're Mutar B'Kusim? And for the Gemara, Elam Rabaya, that's always Gairus. Mitzvah v'Oisik Tani. Shavsei Shabbos needs two factors. They're commanded and they keep Shabbos. B'tarti Bavi Kameisa, in the two cases of Shavsei Shabbos and Shum, Yisrael v'Kusim Mitzvah v'Oisik. They commanded and they carry it out. I've the Gechavim, Ahuda Avdi, Oisim V'Einim Mitzvah. Those guys who keep Shabbos are not commanded to keep it, therefore they don't qualify for Shabbos and Shabbos. By Eli Yushalayim, Yisrael Mitzvah V'Aisim, Kusim Mitzvah V'Aisim. They don't keep it. So you need, for Shabbos and Shabbos, you need two factors. Mitzvah V'Aisim. Zucht, Zerash. Ma'ir Yakusim, Afilu Ayv the Gechavim. Nami Yim Yash Ayv the Gechavim, Ayyichidim. Shinai Yilishmash HaShabbos. Yisru. This is on the Gemara Vayter. Either that or there's a mistake in the Girus of the Rush, because this Rush, at least the second half of the Rush, is going to the Gemara Vayter. So I'm not sure how to... I think that Pshat is, there's supposed to be an end... I don't know how he has it in Eizu Hadar, he probably fixed it up. But in my Gemara, I think there's supposed to be a dot after the word Lishma Es HaShabbos. What?
That's the end of the rush.
That is the end of the rush? Okay, so he fixed up the church stuff, because the my church that runs into the next rush, which doesn't make any sense. This is the end of the rush, Lishma Es HaShabbos. Dr. Gemara Vayter. Yes?
What about, you turn off the recording, what do we do with people being told by their spiritual leaders that these never
do
not apply anymore, that they don't.
They're not Shabbos, it's a fact.
So one
they would not be included in this matter.
Okay.
That's all. Looking my right. A person.
I'm sorry,
if you
keep Shabbos,
I
inform you to keep Shabbos by sleeping through it.
Is that from
Shabbos?
Yes. He didn't. That's not. He does it every week. Shaifse Shabbos doesn't mean he kept one Shabbos. That's what Shaifse Shabbos means. Again, we're not halacha stay for now in Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, take a look in Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch, starting from Reish Mem Aleph, and learn it straight through to Shin Chav something. Shin Mem Vav, I think it is. Mem Hey. Okay? But we're not doing that now. We're learning a Mishnah that talks about Nedarim. The guy banned himself in Shaifse Shabbos. Let us not veer off into who knows where. Shaifse Shabbos with Nedarim meet people who keep Shabbos and are commanded to keep Shabbos. That's what the Gemara said. That's all. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Tainim Shainin Enel of Bnei Nayach. Somebody makes a ban that he will not have flesh, give pleasure to Bnei Nayach. Mutter be Yisrael, ba'aser ba'ibuchavim. He's mutter to Yidden, and he's usher to give pleasure to a guy. Frak the Gemara of Yisrael, mi navik miklal not Bnei Nayach. We're also Bnei Nayach. We are descendants of Nayach. So why aren't we included? And for the Gemara, even the Ignis Avram, Yisru al Shmei. Once Avram became sanctified and became Klal Yisrael, we lose the shame Bnei Nayach, even though we are Bnei Nayach, and we are called Bnei Avram. And therefore, we are no longer referred to in vernacular of people as Bnei Nayach. Zok Zerash. Yisru al Shmei d'Avram. The says, Zera Avram I have. That's what I have in the Rush. There might be more words in the New Gersa, but that's what it says. Meaning we're called Zera Avraham Ehavi. There's a Sefer Tiferes Tzion that says the following shot in why we lost the name Bnei Nayach. L'maisa, we are Bnei Nayach. We're also Bnei Avraham, but why aren't we Bnei Nayach? So he says people are referred to by their foundation. Nayach is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the nature of the world as we know it today. Six seasons, how crops grow, according to the Sepurnu, the tilt of the axis, all those things to support are products of post-Mabel. So during the days of Nayach, Hashem established Teva as we know it today. Avram came, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu established Chutz L'Derech HaTeva. There's now an Hagah that goes above and beyond Teva, supersedes Teva. And therefore, once we have an Hagah of superseding Teva, we are no longer bound by laws of Teva like the Goyim are, and therefore we lose the Shem Bnei Nayach, which is called for people bound to Teva, because that's what Nayach was given, and we move to Avram, who is not bound by Teva. That's the Tiferes Tzion. Shat, take it, leave it, doesn't bother me. Yes?
An ancillary aspect to the difference between Avram and Bnei Nayach, Reb Tzadok, in the opening of one of his Sforim, I've got it written down at home, said the reason why, he said all of the Amos were sterile, was they had to have children who were by divine fiat, because that would separate the two of them.
I'm not arguing. Shailin Adel is Ar Avram, Asa B'Yisrael, Mutar by V'Guchavim. Frank to Gemara, Viki Yishmal. Yishmal is from Avram. Dr. Gemara, Kibi Yitzchak Yishkar L'Chazara. Fasik says, Yitzchak is the one that's going to be called your children. Vokhtsev. And therefore Yishmael is not considered Zer Avram. I, Vokhtsev, Veke Esav. Be Yitzchak will I call Yitzchak. Keep Be Yitzchak. Part Yitzchak. Not all of Yitzchak. Now how do I know which one of Yitzchak? For the Pasuk in last week's Parsha, Yitn L'chaz Birkus Avram. At the end of the Parsha. Not the Yitn L'chaz at the beginning. At the end of the Parsha, it says Yitn L'chaz Birkus Avram. That was saying, you are the Be Yitzchak. You are not the other one. Okay, now, over here there's a big tumult d'achrayim. So Machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rivash on one side, others, and the Taz, who brings achrayim his way. Earlier achrayim, obviously, the Taz quotes them, they're obviously early. And that is, in the Rishon HaNusach, V'akedas Yitzchak, V'zara Hayayim, V'rachmim Tiskar. Akedas Yitzchak, you should remember to his children today. Some had a girsa, which the Taz has, to say, Lizaroi Shol Yaakov Hayayim Tiskar. The Kedis Yitzchak, Lizaroi Shol Yaakov Hayayim Tiskar. Why? Because they said the Gemara excludes Esau from being child of Avram, but it never excluded him from being a child of Yitzchak. And therefore, it could be that Esau was considered a child of Yitzchak. So when you say, Kedis Yitzchak, Lizaroi Hayayim, that would include Esau as well. Therefore, the Taz brings down early Achrayim, and he parts them that way, that in your davening, you should say that Kedas Yitzchak, Lezara Shol Yaakov, Hayayim Tiska. The Rivash argues very strongly, and he says, no, that Esav, because it says Bi Yitzchak, the other ones bring the Pasuk even. The Pasuk says that Yitzchak was told, Yilchol Lezaracha et Yitzchak Aratz Yisrael, I will give it to your children. And Esav didn't get it. We got it. He didn't got it. So therefore, it's a raya that he's not called Ben of Yitzchak either, because it says Lezaracha to your children. And it only meant Yaakov. So they argue and they say, Adarabba, by saying Lezaracha Yaakov, you're impugning Yitzchak. You're saying, I need Yaakov's chus. Remember, Agedas Yitzchak to the children of Yaakov, which means you're asking for Yaakov's chus. So here you're trying to remember Agedas Yitzchak, so why don't you leave it by Yitzchak? Therefore, the reverse says that we should not say Lazarus or Yaakov or Yem Tiskar. Today, I think almost all the Machzayim, I saw some Machzayim have it in parentheses, but almost all the Machzayim, I think all the Machzayim have it without Lazarus or Yaakov or Yem Tiskar. That's how they have it. Agedas Yitzchak. Lazarus or Yaakov or Yem Tiskar. That's how we say it. Now, the interesting point is that this is the difficulty with the Rivash, is that it's not so simple. It says, Ki Yerusha le'esav nasati es harseyer. That's what the Pasuk writes. It tells Yidden, don't conquer Esav on your way up to Canaan, because Ki Yerusha le'esav nasati es harseyer. Eretz Yisrael really is composed of 10 lands. Three of them we didn't get when we went into Eretz Yisrael. Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni. They were taken by Esav, Amoit, and Mayav. So you could say, it's not a Yerusha. It's not part of inheriting Avraham Avinu's Eretz Yisrael or Yitzchak's Eretz Yisrael. It was given to them as a present because they are relatives biologically. But the problem is, the Pasuk calls it Ki Yerusha le'Esav. He's inheriting. Who's he inheriting? Yitzchak. That means he is a child of Yitzchak that inherits. So of course the answer has to be that inheritance is one thing, and to be called his child is a different thing, which is what that Chayim answer. But this is the basis of those who say that Esav is Yitzchak's son. He inherited him. Now, if the Pasuk wouldn't have said the word Ki Yerusha, you wouldn't have to call it an inheritance. But the Torah calls it, Hashem said, I gave him his inheritance. Now, you could learn Yerusha doesn't mean inheritance there. It means his chelik. There's all ways to get out of it. I'm just pointing it out. Yes.
Does anyone relate it to the Birchas Avraham, which is given in entirety to Yaakov and not to Esav, that makes him given?
Somebody mentioned that, yeah. So think about it right. There's no rush. Okay, now we go back into, we'll see. Chain an enemy Israel. A guy says he won't have pleasure from Jews. So if he wants to buy something from a Jew, he has to buy it at a, you know what, I have to do this whether I like it or not, because it's the only way that we're going to be able to deal with this Gemara. The Gemara points out, and the Gemara is going to get to there. It's going to be a process. So I'm cheating. I'm telling you the maskana of the Gemara, I'm shot in the Mishnah, because that's the only way I can make sense of it without getting lost and people asking questions. There's three kinds of sales. There's the sale that it's hot. Everybody wants to buy it. The seller has no problem selling it. It's on he can sell it immediately. Get the price he wants. He has an item that's hot. It's going hot. I don't know what the hot item today is. Once upon a time, it was these dolls, whatever they sold. The Cabbage Patch dolls. I still remember when people were spending crazy amounts of money for some stuff like that. But right, but that's called a hot item. A hot item, the hanah of the sale is the buyers, not the sellers. The seller can sell it to anybody. He doesn't have hanah that the buyer is buying it from him, because it could be you, it could be him, it could be 55 other people. And therefore, I don't get an extra pleasure from making this sale. It's an obvious sale. I can get it right away whenever I want it. The opposite is, the guy's stuck with an item. He can't get rid of it. And when somebody finally buys it, the buyer is not such a nana because this item is obviously not going anywhere. He's no rush to buy it. It's available. The raya is available. If the guy can't sell it, that means there's abundance of it. The big hanah there is the seller. I finally got rid of it. The buyer, I could get it anywhere I want. No rush to buy it. Look, the guy can, nobody can sell it. It's like buying a cabbage patch today. Try to buy a cabbage patch sale for now. It's hanah only for the seller. The third one is a regular sale, where there's an even amount to buy. They both have pleasure. The seller is happy that he's not going to have to wait for the Gemara. The seller is happy that he sold it. The buyer is happy that he bought it. They're both nana from each other. Now, the other thing to remember is that the issue was not my item is banned from you. Because if my item is banned from you, who cares who has pleasure? It's my item that's banned. So the Ran speaks out, the guy said, you can't have pleasure from me. You can have pleasure from my items, but you can't have pleasure from me as a person. Because if you have my item, it's my item. If I ban my item, it makes no difference whether you can get it anywhere else. The bottom line is it's my item and I banned it. I didn't ban my item. I don't want you to have pleasure from me. So if it's an item that you can get anywhere, you're not having pleasure from me. It's not called pleasure. It's something you can get anywhere. If it's a hot item, then the seller is not having pleasure from the buyer because seller is not having pleasure from the buyer because he can unload this anywhere and everywhere. You're not doing me a favor. It's available everywhere. It's when it's a regular sale, they're doing each other a favor. Then they both have pleasure. And that's the pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara will have to get there. But in understand the Mishnah is saying if a guy said, I will not have pleasure from Jews, he cannot make a regular sale to the Jew. Because by selling something to the Jew, he's having pleasure from the buyer. Because this is a regular sale, not a hot item, and not an item that's been around. So therefore, the pleasure is both of theirs. So therefore, Zok the Mishnah, She'eini nenem Yisrael, I will not have pleasure from Jews, L'keach b'yayser u'marcha b'pachas. He can buy it for more, because then he doesn't have pleasure. If he pays more than the price, then he loses the pleasure of the sale. He had to overpay. He has the item, but he doesn't have pleasure because pleasure is when you get it at a regular price. If you have to overpay, that's not called pleasure. But Meicher Bebakas, and if you sell it to him, you can't have pleasure from him. So you have to sell it to a cheaper price because you're losing money on it or you're selling it for less than market, then you're not having pleasure from the Jew because you have to, quote-unquote, give it away. You didn't have to give it away, but meaning it's called a giveaway, the fact that you didn't get full market value. So therefore, in that case, both have pleasure. Therefore, if you banned yourself from having hanah from a Jew, you have to do the sale in a manner that you won't have pleasure. If you're the buyer, you overpay. If you're the seller, you undercharge. That removes your pleasure. That's what the Mishnah says. She is trolled randomly. The Jews are not allowed to have hanah from me. You have to buy it for less and sell it for more because now you can't give a yid pleasure. So if he buys it for more, if he buys it for less, right? If you buy it for less, he's not having pleasure. And if you sell it for more, he's not having pleasure. So you have to eliminate his pleasure. But they ain't shaymim lai. Now there's two gerses here. Some are gairis im shaymim lai, and some are gairis the ain't shaymim lai. Im shaymim lai is the easier one. If they're willing to pay more, then you can sell for more. If they're not willing to pay more, you won't be able to sell it. It's just what it is. Ain't shaymim lai is saying a chiddush that Pharisee Yisrael says. That shot is, don't go sitting around and saying, Nebuch, that guy can't sell his stuff. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to pay more. It's tzedakah. Go pay more. No, ain't shaymim lai. You put yourself in this situation by making a debtor. Don't expect anybody to say, Nebuch, he's in Rachmanis. We'll pay more for it. It's tzedakah. Adarabah, it's a wonderful thing. No, it's not a wonderful thing. Because the guy was, I'll quote, I call him an idiot, and made himself usher that you should have pleasure from him. He deserves this. Don't have Rachmanis on him. So if you go with im shaymim lai, it doesn't say don't do it. It says if you do it, you can do it. If you don't want to do it, that's what it's right to say. But if your guy was ain't shaymim lai, we're telling you, don't listen to him. Don't do it. Because why should you accommodate somebody that did such an idiotic thing. And if a guy says Shani Nedel Vainly, they can't have pleasure from me from them. Is yeah, keep your business to Goyim. What can I tell you? You can't do business. You have to do business with Goyim. You have no brera. No Jews allowed to buy. No Jews allowed to sell. Because they're not allowed to have pleasure for you, not allowed to have pleasure for them. So there's no sale that's permissible. If it's cheaper, it's the buyers and not the sellers, but he's a Jew. If it's more expensive, it's the sellers and not the buyers. But he's also a Jew. They can't have pleasure from each other. So all sales would be forbidden. Zucked, no rush. I don't have any rush on this. Yes, Doctor, you had a question?
Only an ancillary point. I mean, Baruch Moshe's language was very accurate. It's a lot easier just to say that we've got three cases, high supply, low demand. You have to include demand. High supply, low demand, low supply, high demand.
Not what the words mean in the Gemara. I have to translate Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say supply and demand. I understand. In examples, that would be a great example. But in translation of the words, it's the translation of the words. Dr. Gemara right. Amr Shmuel. Yes.
It says Zera. That means natural children. It doesn't mean Gerim.
Oh, you brought up a nice point. You brought up a nice point. I'm trying to figure out where that rush is. There's a rush. There is a rush. Where's the rush?
Gerim Nami will call Zera.
Where do you have it? I don't have it in my print. I had it in my print when I prepared.
Also be Israel. The Gerim Nami will call Zera. From Hindu, the whole stream reactor will call Zarahi.
See, I don't have that rush. Okay, thank you. What? Oh, yeah? Okay, so I don't have those rushes because this print doesn't have the rushes. No, because he has my print. But this is Machlekes Rishayim. The rush is quoted that he holds that Gerim are called Zer Avram. That's what he holds. And the Muki Yosef says they're called Bnei Avram, but not Zer Avram. Avram is their father, Avram and Gayim. But Zer Avram has to be biological.
Didn't I ask a Sorachan recently where it said with Kilas Yaakov, that includes Gerim,
as again, it's a very nice point you brought up, and you reminded me to speak out to Machlokes Rishayim. But again, it's a Machlokes Rishayim, so I'll leave it at that. It's nothing to do with Kilas Yaakov. It has to do with the word Zer Avram. And the Muki Yosef claims that the Gerim and Bnei Avram, because the Mishnah says Beferish, they're going to have Yehuda the way we pass, and they can say Lekeinu v'lekav, and say no v'lekavram. But they're not Zer Avram. That's what the Muki Yosef says. The rush is quoted as saying, I don't have this rush, but obviously those have it. And it says, the Gerim are Iskri Zer Avram. Everybody is Shem B'Tayre, he says. It's what?
They're
B'Chwal, which means they're called Zer Avram. They're included in Zer Avram. It's also supposed to be a Mefarish that says it, meaning the side where we have Rashi is also supposed to, it's called the Mefarish. They don't call him Rashi because he's not Rashi. They're supposed to say also that Gerim or Bezer Avram, I don't know exactly where he says it. I'll have to find that. I'm not going to look for it now. Okay. So the Gemara. Now, again, what I said in the Mishnah is the Maskana of the Gemara. At the beginning, the Gemara doesn't realize a difference between sales. Sales are sales. And therefore, the Gemara is going to have many problems. Until the Gemara works out that there are three types of sales. So what we're going to learn now is contradicts what I said, basically. That's what it does. Amr Shmuel, Halakeya Kliman Uman Levakrai. Somebody goes to a person who sells Uman, guy who makes things, and says, can I take your item? I want to check it out, whether I want to buy it or not. I want to check it out. Now, during that time, when he checks it out, he's considered a shayel. Why? Because the whole pleasure of him checking it out is his own. Usually, let me explain. A shayel chinam, I watch something for free. You're getting all the pleasure, I'm getting no pleasure. Mitzvah. Mitzvah is not called a physical pleasure. Right? You asked me to watch your clock. I'm watching your clock. You're having pleasure. Your clock's being watched. I have no physical pleasure. Hashem and Sachar both have pleasure. Your item is getting watched, and I'm getting paid. So therefore, that's a pleasure that we both have. Therefore, the halachas reflect that. Shemachinim is not chayiv in anything unless he's negligent. I'm doing him a favor. Shemachar, I'm doing him a favor, but he's doing me a favor. He's paying me. So therefore, I'm chayiv, the Shemachar is chayiv in Neva Vaveda. He's more responsible. A shayil is a one-way street. You lent me your pen. You have no pleasure. I have all the pleasure. Therefore, the Torah said, I'm even chayiv unto. So the rule of thumb is, any agreement that is a one-sided pleasure, the halacha is like a shayel, because it's a one-sided pleasure. Any halacha that's both sides pleasure, that is a shem hazachar. And any anah that's all the giver's pleasure, that's a shem hachinam. Now, guy buys something to test it out. The seller has no anah from the testing out. He has anah if the guy buys it, but he doesn't have anah because the guy's testing it out. The Hanoi is the buyer.
He didn't buy it yet.
So he's considered a shayol. So Zakshmu, Halakeach Kleeman Uman Levakrai, Venenes Beyadai, Chayev. Now the Gemara understands that this guy is buying it. He ends up buying it. And therefore the Gemara understands that he's Chayev, right? He's Chayev Be'ainsin before he decides to make that decision. Because sales are always the hana of the buyer, not of the seller. Therefore, we look at the taking the test as it's all the buyer's hana. Because if a sale had hana for both, so why doesn't the seller have pleasure that his item is getting tested? He might have a sale. He might have a sale. Just like the buyer has pleasure because he might have a buy, the seller has pleasure, he might have a sale. The answer is, the Gemara understands, because when you buy something, you have the pleasure, not the seller. Again, the Gemara does not differentiate between type of sales. And the Gemara is asking from our Mishnah on Shmuel. Our Mishnah says sales are both of them tana, and Shmuel says that sales are always only keach tana. Because if it were also the seller's tana, so how can I say that it's an einus? It should be a shem hasachar. We both have pleasure. I have pleasure my item is getting tested out. You might buy it. And he has pleasure that he can test it out. He might buy it. I might sell it, he might buy it. So we're both pleasure. Why do we say Tzai Beinsen? Terrence says, there's only a one-sided pleasure. Only buyers have pleasure, not sellers. Our Mishnah said both have pleasures. So to Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Halakeach Kleeman Uman Levakrei, Benenes Biyadai, Chaya, Al-Maksar Anos Lekeachu. Shmuel is telling me, sales are the pleasure of the buyer. Dr. Gemara Tanan, our Mishnah says, "Sheini Nenemi Yisrael, Meicher Bebachas." I won't have pleasure from a yid. I have to sell it for less. I will shove a b'shav the light, but I can't sell it at the right price. V'yil hanos l'kayachi. If every sale is considered the hanos of the buyer, not the seller, why can't I sell it at the right price? I'm selling it to a yid. I'm not getting pleasure. The seller gets no pleasure. That's what Shmuel told me. Only buyer gets pleasure. So I'm not getting pleasure from the yid when he buys it at the right price. Zok to Gemara, Masnisim Bezvina Derami Alape. The Mishnah is talking about when the seller can't get rid of the item. And when he can't get rid of the item, then he has pleasure. Therefore, he can't sell it for the right price. He has to sell it at less. Masha'enke Shmuel is talking about, at this point, you might understand. So we're talking about a regular sale. A regular sale, the buyer has pleasure. The only time the seller has pleasure is when it's a sale that he can't unload the item. Then if he finally finds a buyer, then he has pleasure. This is at this point in the Gemara. At this point in the Gemara, we only have two types of sales. A regular sale and a sale when he unloads something. We still don't have the hot item. That's going to come in later in the Gemara. Zuck the Rash. It's saying a chiddush when we say a business person. Interesting. He has tagger, we had uman. The same idea. Even though his business is to do sales, Shmuel is saying it's all his pleasure, the buyers, not the sellers. How do I know it? The mechayev is my bintzim, to my shayel. You're making him mechayev an bintzim like a shayel. So call hanah shaloi. Call you may shalosai. Beloi lamashul. He has the hanah, not the lender. The hanah is lekeyachi. If you tell me that sales are the pleasure of the buyer, so that afilo shava b'shavanami, shara'ein ha-meicher nenekvum. The meicher has no pleasure. And for the Gemara between the Rami Alape, Mekach she'ain like Haifzim. There are no buyers. The Chol Hanah Shomaychri. Aye, so why can he sell it for less? Miuk Shomaychri Bepasapakas ain't a nana. He sells it for less. They're not getting the right price. Cancels any pleasure he has. The Kula Haile Rami Alape. So the rest says, obviously, depends how desperate he is. Some people, even if they unloaded at 20%, are happy they finally got rid of it. But most people would like to get the right price. If they get the right price, they have pleasure. Once they have to undercut the price, they lose the pleasure. That's what the Rush is saying. Yes?
I'm finding this part very difficult. It's not explainable, just conceptually. Does anyone relate the concept of pleasure to ownership? I mean, it seems to be false.
No, no. Right.
Something that he uses rather
than
saying
any item. But usually you don't buy food to test it out.
No, but I was thinking.
So what do you buy to test out?
He takes a bolt of cloth on to see if it matches his upholstery.
Okay, same idea.
That's a clue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any item. Not food. You don't test out food. Yes.
I mean, the Gemara mentioned elsewhere taking a horse out for a ride, and the horse dies.
Same idea.
Yeah.
We're not getting it. That would be the same thing. Zuck to my right. But we got a problem. If the Mishnah is talking in a case when we unload, and that's when it's on law of the seller, imkein emeresha, lekeich b'yitzer. He has to pay more when he buys it. Now, if this is an item that the seller can't get rid of, the pleasure is the seller's, not the buyer's. So why does he have to pay more? Again, if you're telling me that this is a sale, that the only time a seller has pleasure is if he's finally getting rid of an item, so then the buyer has no pleasure. So then why does it say when he buys, he has to pay more? Why does he have to pay more? I'm sorry. He has to pay more, right? Why does he have to pay more? Even if he pays right price, he's not getting any pleasure. This item was sticking around here for a year already. No, he has no pleasure. The seller has the pleasure. Let's go to the next case. She is strong and animally. The Yidden should have pleasure from me. Says he has to pay less when he buys it and more than he sells it. But if this is something that is the seller can't get rid of, so I feel he should be able to buy it at equal price. Why does it say Lekeach Bepachas? If this is something that the seller needs to get rid of, right? So he should be able to, I'm sorry, in the other case, why does he have to be Meicher B'Yitzer? If this is something that he has pleasure, not the buyer, because it's Rami Alape, he should be able to sell it at a regular price. The buyer is not getting pleasure. And he said the Yidden can't have pleasure from me. Zok to Gemara, Seifa Bezvina Harifa. The Seifa is talking about a hot sale. In a hot sale, then the buyer has pleasure. And the seller doesn't have pleasure. So therefore, he has to sell it for more because it's, I'm sorry, that's what I'm going to say. I'm sorry. Yidden can't have pleasure from me, so he sells it for more because it's a hot item. We can't have the buyer have any pleasure. So why does he pay less? If it's a hot item, right? If it's a hot item, I feel a shava b'shava. In a hot item, the seller has no pleasure. So if the seller has no pleasure, he should be able to pay regular price, and the guy's not having pleasure from him. Zok to Gemara. Ela masnisim bezvinim mitta. The Mishnah is talking about a regular sale. Not a hot item, not something you're getting rid of. That's a pleasure for both. And Shmuel bezvinim harifa. Shmuel said it's only the buyer's pleasure is when it's a hot item. So we have three kinds of sales. This hot item is only a pleasure for the buyer. The thing that has to be unloaded is only a pleasure for the seller. Our Mishnah that seems to say both have pleasure from every sale is talking about a regular sale. A regular sale, both have pleasure. Dr. Rush. Amar Rachel, the Kayak B'Yitzer, the Mashmah Shavu B'Shavu Lai, the Kibin Davizvina Durami Alape. Since this is something the seller can't wait to get rid of, Shafil Shavu B'Shavu Nami, the Kohan Al Shomaychri. He's not having an offer from the Yid. The Yid's having an offer from him in that case. The Kain Sefer, the 20 Shishon Nanamli, Maychri B'Yitzer, Shafil Shavu B'Shavu Nami, Shain Kanan Al Lekayach. The Lekayach has no pleasure. Sefer B'Zvina Harifa, the Kohan Al Lekayachi. But when you sell for a bigger price, it takes away the anah. Because you're telling me it's something that is harifa. The Gemara's answer is, the Gemara doesn't speak it out, but the rush, I have no rush. I don't know if you fellows have a rush. I don't have a rush. The end of the Gemara is there's three kinds of sales. When I learned the Mishnah, I learned it Lamaskana. But the Gemara in the beginning didn't know three kinds of sales. The Gemara is Mechadish, first the sale where you have to get rid of. Then the Gemara comes back and says that creates problems. The Gemara is Mechadish, the hot sale. So the Gemara said that makes problems as well. The answer is, our Mishnah is talking about a regular sale. So we introduced, through the process, three types of sales. Yes, Doctor?
That's interesting. There was a principle that you gave some years back when we were at the Bubba's, that in terms of land, which this is not, in terms of land, the seller is always sad and the buyer is always happy.
Correct.
That's the way this started out, but then we've shown that that's not always the case. It depends on the supply and demand situation on the ground.
Correct. Well, we're not talking about land here, so it's not again.
Yeah, we're talking about metalfa. So
right.
This is in contravention of the idea of land.
Right.
I would have thought that
correct.
Was universal, but this
correct.
Is not. This is not
correct.
Land.
Does there not come into play here?
I don't know what you mean by that. The whole thing is about an all.
Overcharging someone. In other words,
I know it's not into play here. A, it could be less than a sixth. B, it could be that he agrees to pay more. I know it's only the guy got cheated. If he agrees to pay more, it's not enough.
If it's less than a sixth, then it's not really overpaying.
To my colleague, it's a shaynim. It's a shaylin reshaynim. Chavetz Chaim, I know this from the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim wants to know, can you tell a person that he's being overcharged less than a sixth? Is that Lashon Hara?
Is that overcharging?
Again, Dr. Chavetz Chaim, the Shaila is it overcharging that people are Michael? Or is it not overcharging? So that's a Shaila. Again, this is. Let's not argue about that. It's a Shaila in the rush. Okay, I think the Chavetz Chaim brings it from a rush. Are you allowed to tell a person he's being overcharged less than a sixth?
Because that's considered overcharging.
That's the Shaila. Shaila means there are two sides to the story. I'm not picking one side over the other.
Okay.
The other answer would be, he knows he's overpaying. There's not enough. If I tell you, this pen is worth a dime, it's not probably, but it's worth a dime, and I'm charging 25 cents, you have an option not to buy it. You know you're being overcharged.
You can charge
It's not enough.
If the buyer,
what does the word I know mean?
If the buyer's buying.
What does the word I know mean?
I thought like a fixed price.
What does the word I know mean in Webster's?
Over
tricking.
What?
Tricking, hurting. Yes. There's a nost varim.
Right.
A nost varim means overcharging?
No, that's trickery.
So it's the same root.
I know that.
Einas Mammon is tricking with money. Einas Dvarim is hurting with words. Einas Dvarim is hurting with money. Einas Mammon is hurting with money. If you know you're overpaying, you're not. This is your free bechira, right? You're on the highway, and then you go in to buy a soda, and they charge you an arm and a leg and another arm for a can of soda. You know you're overpaying. No can of soda is worth this much money, but you're desperate, you pay it. Now, it could be you'll make an argument that in the highway, this is what a can of soda costs. I don't know. But for sure, you know that this is not the value. In March, you could have gotten it about a tenth of the price. But this is life. You want it, you pay for it. Don't pay for it. Nobody's forcing you to buy it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Supply and demand.
What?
Supply
one of them upset. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.